In a world torn by disease, famine, war, and hate, there is one group of heroes that the planet was not ready for. They came in, they saw problems, and they fucking solved them. They were Victoria, say hi. Christopher.
Hi.
And Zach. Hi! And they are today's problem solvers. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me. As you guys may have learned from our movie trailer, Christopher and Victoria are back.
What up?
I'm not going to say it's solely because David Rose, my once co-host, is super irresponsible and would rather go drink and party with his friends than hang out. But I'm implying
I'm
that.
Glad you didn't say that. That's good.
No,
that's
I would never say that about him.
That's nice.
But he was supposed to be here with us, so it wasn't like he bailed and left me alone, and I was just like, oh, I need somebody.
It's like he bailed on all of
us. Yeah, he bailed on all three of us. So it hurts more Triple. As a group, but one-third of the pain.
Okay.
So we're sharing the load, so thank you guys.
I love
really
sharing
welcome.
Loads with you.
Yes.
Thing.
It's exactly that song, The Load, by the band.
Uh-huh.
That song's about getting come on, but then being like, well, it's all my friends too, so I don't care.
So it's less come on each individual person. That's sharing the wealth, really.
It is. You put the come on me. yeah. So we're the problem solvers. Email us at problemsolvers4e, which if you guys, I know you guys haven't been listening, but we found out that the 4e in problemsolvers4e at gmail.com stands for England. So,
oh.
Yeah. We're loyal to the crown. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Reddit, probably. I don't know. And
probably not on your account, just randomly somewhere.
What else are we on? We're on Spotify.
Do you have a Twitter?
We're not on Twitter because I don't have the attention span. Definitely still on MySpace.
Nice.
I have Kanye West's song on my page.
I have a question. Why are you using Facebook for statuses? And to try out one-liners, why wouldn't you use Twitter? That's literally what it's for.
I don't know. I feel like I'm too late in the game for Twitter. You know, like, I don't think I can just, like, jump in now. That'd be like me, like, starting to wear those pants that have, like the cuffed bottom sweatpants that, like, young kids wear.
I definitely don't wear those.
I know for a fact you do.
Really?
Yeah, if I just started dressing like Chris, you'd be like, this isn't right. That'd be like if I just pop out, because I have a Twitter.
She'd leave me.
I have a Twitter account.
So do I. And you know what it is?
What's yours?
Dino DNA 13.
Dino DNA!
It sure fucking is. I created it so I could follow one person's tweets. I don't use it.
I created my Twitter so that I could get a name that I thought the Yin Yang Twins would try to buy off me.
Oh.
Because when that song came out, when they're like, tweet the pussy up, or beat the pussy up, I made my Twitter tweet the pussy up.
That's
and
the
I was
only
like,
reason you did that.
I got it. Now get at me, Yin Yang Twins.
Did they get at you?
No, but the East Side Boys did.
Oh, really?
And they were like, that shit's funny.
And they were like...
And then...
They were like, bye.
They were like, nice seeing you.
Get low.
Great.
So that's how you can reach us, if you can decipher any of that. So again, I'm very happy to have my good friends. This is the first hangout since quarantine has ended. Well, I saw Chris one time, but then he disinfected himself before he came home to you.
We were supposed to... You were supposed to see him for his birthday. Whole secret covert
plan. My friends are garbage.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Birds of a garbage feather.
Well, we don't need to bring it about Chris's issues here. So let's move
on. Yeah, we
don't have any friends.
We already did a therapy episode with you guys. So today, that brings us to a good point. What the fuck are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today?
We got to get back to the grassroots of the problem solvers in solving problems.
Yeah.
The past, like, three episodes, we've been talking about, like, coronavirus and Black Lives. Did you know that they matter?
Apparently.
Yeah. So we've been talking about that. And we've been talking about, like, social issue shit. Well, and to be honest, it's hard to make jokes.
Light
topic. Sure fucking
light
is. Topic. Yeah.
But... You know, you can't make a lot of jokes about race in today's
really
climate.
Should not.
Which sucks because I know like three dynamite jokes that would get me shot right now. So we're getting back to it. We're solving problems,
uh-huh.
And I think we got a fucking great crew
uh-huh.
for today. Having David here would be nice, but David and I share a lot of the same beliefs. He just delivers them differently.
So I'll be both David and Zachary.
Great.
And Zach Plastic.
Okay.
We got a full crew here.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a lot
lighter mindset than me, I would say, right? Mm,
like, I think more delicate.
Delicate.
We're a little more, we'll tiptoe a little bit more, I think, than you will. You're a little more.
I think the three of us are on like one of those weird three people seesaws. Uh-huh. Right now, and we're just balancing each other.
Yeah, sure, one of those.
You never seen one of those?
Nope.
Yeah, because you guys don't have enough friends. Yeah, they have three.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, so wait, when you have enough friends, they just appear?
Yeah, no, you get invited to different playgrounds.
Okay.
They're like, oh, you're...
They're exclusive.
Oh.
All right.
Come this way.
It really is. Chris and I are only, we're each other's only
friends. Yeah, I've seen the pictures of you guys on seesaws. That's why I brought up the three people one.
We both go on the same side.
It's fun. Just constantly slamming crotches.
Very well.
So, today, as the problem solvers, we're going to solve some of the internet's most...
Hottest topics?
Most debated. There's some hot-button issues. And, you know, people on the internet are fucking idiots. Everybody.
Yeah.
Even the smart people are idiots, because you can't try to be smart on the internet, because no matter what happens...
Then you're a fucking nerd!
Yeah. You could be like... you could be explaining how, like, nuclear fusion is different from nuclear fission, and somebody would be like... That's why you ain't got no pussy! you can't do anything smart on the internet. So we're going to use the audio sector of the internet to just fucking lay these things to rest.
Perfect. So nobody can debate it.
It's undebatable anymore.
Okay.
We have debunked the debates. And we actually already did this one time. I'm not sure if you guys heard the episode where David and I... put to rest whether or not a hot dog's a sandwich. We came up with
scientific... We talked about it last time we were
That
here.
Was ours.
Oh, that was us?
Yeah.
Dude, bread, meat, bread. That's it. That's the formula for sandwich. Bread, meat, bread.
I think we were...
It's a fucking sandwich, dude. It's meat and bread.
We don't need to get into this again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. We don't because we have sealed this case. Done.
Yeah.
Anything that is bread, meat, bread.
A cold case.
No, it is a microwaved warm
No longer a cold cut case. No,
you motherfucker!
This is bullshit, because now you're just reminding me about the fact that I asked that question looking for some actual responses, and you had the balls to come at me and bring up if cereal is a soup?
Oh, yeah, I saw
I'm sorry, that is a valid question, and I stand by it.
I could see that. I saw that when I was researching. And I was like, I'm not even going to bring this one up
because
it's going to get some tempers
flared. It's real touchy.
Yeah. The thing is...
Every time I come here with this damn woman, you just make us fight.
Yeah. This is it.
It's not that hard,
I'm trying to get each one of you for myself.
To be fair, we fight.
Now,
regardless of where we are.
That's true. But at least now we have microphones that put it out to...
We record it.
The entire world could listen if they want.
Love it.
So, oddly enough... The internet cannot agree upon food. That's like the biggest thing. So I'm going to start with our food topics. We've got we got a few.
Okay.
And we got a lot. So,
and
you know.
We haven't, similar to our format from last time, we have not, at least Victoria and I have not seen.
Oh, yeah.
No idea. No, what's coming.
These are all fresh. So some of them are going to be like, yeah, I heard that. Like, number one, pizza with pineapple on it.
No, fuck that.
I vote yes.
Absolutely fuck that.
Both of you guys vote no?
You know what? You're
I'm not
a sociopath. I stand by this.
I'm not about it.
Since the first episode that you had me on, I still am trying to figure the fuck out, and that's just leaning... It's basically, every time I find out something about you, Zach, it's either leaning more towards you're a sociopath or you're not a sociopath. That is leaning more toward... That right the needle right towards you're a sociopath.
Pineapple
and pizza.
When I actually...
Why? Back up.
It's delicious.
What about it?
I like having something sweet and delicious on a hot, salty pizza.
Other sweet things on...
There's no other sweet thing on it. You put some pineapple on it? Oh, would I?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I've had chocolate and shit on pizza. Delicious.
You can absolutely get fucked.
I'm not about it.
No. It's so good. Right now, my all-time favorite pizza, I call it the Dano Special. Mm-hmm. He's in the other room. It's ham, bacon, pineapple, and jalapenos.
That's just a garbage,
God,
a trash
bag. Diarrhea waiting
it's
to happen.
It's definitely diarrhea. Like, you start getting the shits before you finish eating, but it's so good. If David were here, I'm sure he'd agree with me.
Well,
Zach Plastic.
No, he absolutely doesn't. No, he definitely does not.
All right, so this is a debatable one, but I thought this was
it's
just
not debatable. The answer is no.
The answer
doesn't
is yes.
work. The answer is, if you're a sociopath, you enjoy pineapple and pizza.
When I first read the definition of, like, what... Because, like, the words around
But a lot of people don't know exactly the definition of sociopath. I read it and I was like, oh, poop.
Can you refresh our listeners what a sociopath is?
A big component is not having empathy.
Not having empathy.
Which is a huge reason why I think you're a sociopath.
You completely, like, you look at human beings like they're just not people.
Those shoes fit you pretty well.
Oh, perfectly. When I read it, I was like, yes. Shit. And then I took one of those, like, internet tests. Are you a sociopath? And I took it and I stopped before I ended because I saw what my grade was going up to. And I was like, no, this is going to go... Just gonna go to the FBI or something.
It's not, as long as you don't kill people, you're fine. Hmm? Really, as long as you don't kill people.
Oh, would I? Totally. All right. So the pineapple one, I'm just tabling that. That was just my like show the
don't
show
table
the
it. Just put it in the trash. It doesn't need to be talked about.
It's so gross.
Yeah, garbage. You agree with me, right?
No.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay.
Now, would I eat a slice of pizza with pineapple? Yeah.
Me too.
It's still pizza.
And it would change your life.
I wouldn't enjoy it. No, I've done it, and it's really just soggy, cold garbage.
You're soggy, cold garbage.
Well, tell her that. I won't disagree with that one, but...
Now, on the pizza topic, apparently the internet, I'm assuming because most of the internet doesn't live in New York, there's a debate whether or not you fold pizza, you eat it flat, or you fork and knife it.
Fork and knife is ridiculous.
Yeah, that, like, you think you're better than me out there?
You are an alien pretending to be human.
Yeah, what else do you eat with a fork and knife?
If you fork and knife a goddamn pizza.
And do you fork and knife a donut as well?
That's pretty classy. If I saw a broad eating a donut with a fork and knife, I'd be like, I gotta marry her because she's rich. And she's probably got, like, a southern debutante voice. Like, oh, my stars, this donut is so large. And I'd be like, yeah. Marry her.
I have two things to say about this. That just means she can't take things in her mouth at once.
Yeah, she doesn't enjoy sticky things.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's not good, it seems, for the male folk.
All right.
Why do you also equate eating a donut with a knife and fork being a southern debutante?
All right, because I see her in a big purple dress with white gloves.
Boston titties.
The titties crushed up to the throat. Cigarette and like the little...
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, is this all while she's cutting up her donut?
Oh, yeah, she's got it. And she goes, my stars, when she looks at how big her donut is.
Do you picture her with a like cigarette holder? So it's like...
The big long black one.
Okay, yeah. Or just like a Virginia Slim.
My mom smokes Virginia Slim, so I try not to ever think about those because then the erections come.
Side question.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about your mom when you've had an erection?
I have an erection 90% of the time. So to say that I haven't would be just like, that's a long shot. That's a prayer. I have a problem with erections just happening all the time. Like I'm a fucking 12-year-old. Mm. It's horrible. Great. Now that we talked about it.
I feel like you really deserve like a button that during your podcast, every time you have an erection, you have to press it.
It's like this.
Everyone has to know. Or like the Staples button from like the early 2000s. I was like, that was easy.
Yes. So back to the pizza. We've nixed fork and knife. That's nowhere near.
Get fucked.
Do you know people that eat it flat?
No.
Psychopaths, right?
You only eat it flat if it's super hot and it's on a paper plate and you have to cut it. Yes, you just want to eat it and slide it forward.
You do the slide technique.
I'll agree with that, but I think a combination of the two. If I have a slice of pizza, regardless of the fold, a fresh hot slice is still going to be floppy in the front. So that first bite, you take care of it when it's flat, then you fold that bitch up.
I do, like, I'll prop it with my finger. When I fold, prop, slide.
No, you gotta do the
like
waggly.
You gotta get under it.
Like, yeah, you gotta get under it.
I feel like
being fed grapes.
Change your Instagram name to Floppy in the Front.
Oh my god. It's genius. Alright, so to end the internet debate, folded is the only proper way.
Literally,
especially
the
pizza
only
proper.
Way.
If you're a normal person and you're dipping it in that ranch,
you
gotta fold
it. You're 100%
dipping it. Okay, because also, let's talk
about
it this way.
Slap and slide it all over the ranch. Then you're just a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Try to put a flat piece of pizza in
like Bob Ross cleaning off a damn paintbrush.
Yeah, your ranch dipping sauce is like 1 inch big.
Number one. And number two, you can only eat it flat for the first like couple inches of the pizza.
No,
then
you have
to fold it.
No,
you're not corn cobbing it.
You just get rid of that point and then you fold it.
Before we put this one to rest, there's one point that I have to bring up that I think about every time when somebody says something about eating pizza flat.
Is it Donald Trump eating it backwards?
No, but there is a Donald in it. Donald Tello from the Ninja Turtles. In the second movie, when they're eating pizza in April's kitchen,
they're all eating it flat because I'm assuming they're an animatronic Muppet baby hands, whatever the fuck they are. They can't fold it.
Sure.
But it's like super stiff, and they pour salt on it, but it's like rock salt. So it's really big. And every time I think about flat pizza, I see them pouring giant rock salt on flat pizza.
This lunatic put salt on our pizza.
Yeah, I put salt on my pizza.
What's wrong with both of you?
Yeah, I put salt on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's a... Well, I guess slugs are the exact opposite of
what you want. Yeah, so...
You're an anti-slug.
Yeah, so joke's on you, motherfucker.
Who's the slug now?
Yeah, who's the slug now?
I'm the slug!
All right. We gotta get away from pizza. I feel like I talk about pizza at least once an episode anyway.
I think that's okay.
That should be exclusive content. I'm problem solving.
That's my
pizza
new,
solvers.
Yeah, we'll be the pizza talkers. Pizza boys. But we'll stay in Italy. Because apparently, I didn't know this was a debate either. Do you twirl your spaghetti, or do you cut your spaghetti?
Who the fuck cuts spaghetti?
That's
what I said.
The internet's a big place, is the thing.
What, and then what do you do once it's cut? Do you
Oh, you just throw it out. You're like, my job here is done.
So nice. Trash.
Take that, Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, no, you gotta do the roll. You gotta flip it up.
Yeah. You know what 100%. Really weirds me out is when people do it with a spoon. Do you guys do it with a spoon?
No.
What kind of people you hang out with, bud?
No, I don't. I come from a super, like, from Italy.
Yeah,
No, you don't eat it with a spoon. You take your fork,
and you put take spaghetti it on the and do spoon. That.
So you just make this horrible grinding, spinning noise against your spoon.
That's super
it's just
weird.
The worst.
No,
you get shavings of metal with your fucking pasta.
Yeah, no.
All right, so we're all on board with that.
You just throw it out.
Let's, let's talk about sandwiches, baby. Let's talk about snacks, baby. Now... When you get a sandwich and they cut it, do you want diagonal
or
you want half?
Everyone 100% knows that diagonal sandwiches taste better.
They do.
They hit I agree.
Because
they 100% do.
Yeah, if you go...
I feel like the sandwiches
are bigger.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
If you cut it horizontally, you bite into it, everything squishes to the back. All you get is bread. That is what happens, definitively. You both are in silence because you
thinking,
know how...
No, you're thinking like sub sandwiches, right?
Yes.
I'm thinking like white bread sandwich.
Where are you ordering a white bread sandwich?
From my kitchen.
But you said you want them to cut it.
Well, I don't cut my own sandwiches. That's what I have Dan for. I get to make
my sandwich. He's talking about
Daniel,
the ghosts in the kitchen.
Daniel, come cut my sandwich. I'm hungry.
Zachy's hungry.
Yeah, no, diagonal all day, for sure.
Diagonal all day.
I feel like if you do it horizontal and you take a nice fat bite from the center, then the next bite you take from that little similar location, you're just going to get a whole shitload of crust.
Yeah.
If you slap that diagonal,
you pop that in sideways, you can get a whole bunch of sandwich in your mouth.
I literally just said that.
Yeah,
I can tell you,
sea hag.
Wow.
When my life changed was when Kraft... was making commercials where they showed grilled cheese sandwiches, and this mom cuts this shit in half and splits it,
and all the goop? Cheese,
there's a trampoline's worth.
I tell you, this is the same when I see 90s cartoons of them eating pizza. That pizza in 90s cartoons is top notch, and I'm constantly chasing that pizza.
Dude.
It never happens. Yeah, it's just very stringy and like. Perfect, and that's all I want.
And then when they hold it, it's got the cheese coming off the sides,
it's
looking
like
great.
Dripping, and I'm like, I don't know why I want it, but I know I want it.
I hope that someday you get that pizza.
Thank you.
I hope you chase that high.
Going back to Kraft and sandwiches, have you ever been unsober enough to make yourself a grilled macaroni and cheese with Kraft macaroni and cheese? Because it's
See, the thing is,
it's so good.
I'm not a cook.
It's so
I don't
good.
Do cooking.
Neither am I. Explain this.
You make. A box of Kraft macaroni and cheese. You take two pieces of bread. You put macaroni and cheese on the bread. Make yourself a grilled cheese.
To be perfectly honest, I think I would hate that, but also that's way too much work.
Yeah,
especially when I'm fucked up.
For a drunk me, I wouldn't be able to do that much
for
work.
For sober me, that's too much work.
It's real nice.
Now. We're still on Sammy's.
You can make it for me.
It's real good. So we got diagonal cuts. Now, when we go to big sandwiches... Do you call it a hero, hoagie, sub, or grinder? Because apparently those are all names.
Yeah, like, I call it a sub.
I call it a sub.
Anything other than hoagie is wrong.
You call it a hoagie?
Hoagie is okay. Like, I would accept that. Grinder, I do not accept.
Yeah.
That is
Grindr's
purely
a
gay dating app.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even know about where that.
You can also,
said that.
Yeah, you can sure. also get footlongs on.
Grande, oh, you can also get
hell.
Nice.
Spicy no, Italian.
Hoagie sandwich, man.
Get the yeah, fuck out sandwich. For that one.
Hoagie, huh? All see, day. I wouldn't be able to order it that way. I'd be like, let me get a hoagie. Like, yeah. It's such a goofy word.
Hoagie are and there? A can of Pringles.
Lunch. A whole can? Whole
if you
can.
Picture...
With a sub?
Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
You know, because you eat the chips first, then you take whatever remaining hoagie, put it in the chip container.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. So that's a tactical move?
110%.
Hold on.
So you're walking around with tubular sandwiches?
Yeah, dude. It's 2020.
Wait, hold on. I have a lot of questions. Number one, you put the hoagie in the Pringles can?
Yes, keep up, sweaty.
Sweaty
what?
Betty?
Yeah, it's protected. If anything falls out of the sandwich, it's not going in your bag.
You got
that extra essence of chip dust in there. It's fucking
hobo?
Brilliant.
I have literally never. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
This is not
idiots.
A thing.
You're
he's,
dumb.
No,
he's,
I'm sorry.
The thing is,
you're a hobo. It.
He's seen one too many Yogi Bear cartoons,
I have
and he's
done
like,
this
not
before.
Get my
it works. I love it. It's perfect.
That's delicious. I'll give you the win. I'll call subs hoagies from now on because of that. Because you make hoagie armor.
Exactly. It's like the scene from Jurassic Park where he puts the dinosaur eggs in the shaving
yeah,
can.
Yeah, the Barbasol.
Exactly.
You're going to be...
Except it's worse.
You're going to be digging up a garden in your guys' marital house, and there's just going to be Doomsday Prepper tubes of Pringle sandwiches just all over
ready
your yard.
Go.
And Chris is just going to come up and be like, yo, you doing some of my sammies?
I'm going to remember this day. When
hoagies,
you say you're hungry, you're not getting one of them.
That should have been on the list. Sammies, because I call
are
them
there...
Sammies all the time.
Well, Sammies, I feel like Sammies implies...
Sandwich is a good
that
one.
That implies, like white bread type
yeah,
sandwiches.
Yeah, a sandwich
not,
is a diagonal cut, but a hoagie
right.
is a big old right. long boy.
I'll give it to you. Yeah. But I say sub. I just say sub.
Do they have... Well, See, I feel like each word brings up different ingredient thoughts for me. Like a grinder... I picture a grinder with different ingredients than like a sub or a hoagie.
So, okay. Since you mentioned mac and cheese, I got one mac and cheese debate that I'll never back down all on right, this one.
Bring it.
Mac and cheese sauce package or the powder you make?
Ooh.
That, oh.
Mm, they hit different.
They do hit different.
They do hit different. One hits better. One real
okay.
slaps if we're going to talk like young kids. I'm happy you guys are here. No, one really claps.
There's a subsection to this though.
One
if you're
gives
talking,
me the clap.
If you're talking powder cheese, are you talking elbows? Are you talking spirals? Are you talking shells? What's up?
Let's just go with shells.
All right. Oh, well, that's fucked up because Velveeta's got those shells, and that
I go
do have a corner
that
on
cheese
the shells.
Packet is real good.
I go with cheese packet on everything.
Cheese packet on
good,
the shells.
But I will say I like the powder because you have more control over it.
Cheese packet on the shells, powder on everything else, I think.
Okay, I can get behind that. I think shells in general are my favorite, but with the cheese powder, you can add like more butter.
It's true, and also for me, cheese powder gets a plus one because that color is real good. It's a real good color.
Yes, the cheese pouch
yeah,
is that what she says?
Yeah,
pouch?
That,
yeah,
that
yeah. It's got that.
That's a good color.
That's like
orange.
I would color a motorcycle that.
That's
color.
A good bike color, orange.
But I grew up in like a super poor family, so like I always had the powder one because back
yeah,
when I was
Velveeta's
a kid,
is too much.
There wasn't the technology yet for cheese packets.
Yeah.
Sure.
But definitely. I always would be like, all right, I'm making this. Oh, there's not enough butter. Oh, and we have no milk because we have nothing. So it brings back memories of just horrible tasting mac and cheese.
So what did you do? You didn't have enough milk or
my
butter.
Mom would make me piss in it.
No.
Yeah, she was very strict.
Ooh.
She's
like,
don't
take
waste
tequila.
It. Piss in it. She's like, you're going to be a pussy your whole life, Bartholomew? Because that's my real name.
Oh.
I always feel like a fat fuck whenever I eat a box of macaroni because all the boxes say family size.
Yeah.
And you make it.
It is ridiculous.
And it's like,
eight
ounces
big.
Of macaroni.
Yeah,
and
it's
supposed
really
to feed
stupid.
A family of four
Dude.
Or some shit. I eat the whole thing and I want another one.
Last night.
That doesn't work.
I was like, I'm so hungry. I can't go outside. Too much work to go outside because I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to go outside?
To get food from out. Yeah. I forage. I'm an urban forager. So I had macaroni and cheese with the cheese pouch. I was like, bingo.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I feel like even a family box isn't going to be enough for this big boy.
Okay.
So I look in the freezer. I got chicky patties.
Ooh,
so
okay.
I air fried two chicky patties while I was cooking up the mac and cheese. Squeezed the cheese pouch in there. Chopped up the chicky patties, put it in there, mix it all up. Oh, dude.
Can you stop saying chicky
I like
patties?
That.
I can't not say it now. I said it one time. I got to stick to my guns.
I don't know about
This is a quick one. Ketchup on your eggs. Yay or nay?
As of recently, I mean, on eggs, just eggs? No. Bacon, egg, and cheese?
Yes. Gotta have it on bacon, egg, and cheese, yeah. That's. I was thinking about this when I wrote this, because I was like, I need it on my BEC.
Yeah. SPK. If we're talking eggs on a plate, yeah, oh, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, I could probably do
no,
like a...
It's low class.
If it's scrambled eggs, I would put a little pile on the corner and dip.
No, okay, man. Tapatio, well, some kind of little hot sauce. That's
yeah,
cool.
I would way rather
ketchup,
hot sauce.
Yeah, me too. I prefer hot sauce any day. But in general, I don't like ketchup, so I think this is not a really...
Gotcha.
That's really the only one thing I'll eat it on is scrambled eggs. And
if
even
I
then,
sauce,
it's like...
If I saw somebody eating it on over easy eggs, I'd stab them.
Yeah, that's...
I'd be like, what are you trying to do?
Make disrespectful.
You're just trying to make some kind of weird soup? Some yolk soup?
Yeah, disrespectful to the egg.
Demon behavior.
I don't like it.
Absolutely demon.
All right, my last food question.
And this is a biggie, because I was doing it a certain way my whole life. Turns out other people don't do it this way. Maruchan ramen noodle, top ramen, whichever your brand be. Do you eat it as soup? With lots of water in it, or do you drain the water and make it more like a lamani? What do you?
I've never met a single person that drains it.
I drain. I'm a drainer.
What?
So much better.
It is so much better.
Yeah,
it totally is. I agree with that one.
Well, first of all, never thought anyone did that, so you're both fucked. But
try it.
Are we talking like in styrofoam cup?
No,
or are
we talking cups. I'm talking the
stove top.
Not like cup
so
of noodles.
Stove
I'm talking the Justin Timberlake
I also
ones.
Leave the liquid. Because I like to crack the egg in there and get a little extra zhuzh.
Nah.
You can't really do that if you pour the water out first. So no, I'm a watery boy.
No, this is the thing. One of the like two foods that my dad eats, and he will take the ramen and he'll break it up in the package. And he'll put it in a bowl with like a little bit of water so that the noodles cook, and he'll microwave it. And it's top-notch, top-notch top ramen.
Top-notch top ramen.
It's pretty fucking tasty. It is. And the first time I ever went to a ramen place, like a restaurant, and they had liquid in there, I was like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it's like a whole different world.
It was
the same way. I was like, ooh, what's this bowl?
Yeah, I was like, can you pour this out?
Preferred flavor of top ramen?
Chicken. I think they all taste the same, so I go with chicken because I like the color the best.
I'm not a chicken fan. I like beef.
Not doing a callback to Brooklyn Nine-Nine specifically, but the picante beef,
Beef's
spicy
pretty good.
Beef one is...
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's fucking
It's a
good.
Little too spicy for
no,
me.
Oh, love it. It clears out the nose.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of
you
that.
You breathe better after you eat it. It's delightful.
Wow.
All right, so we finished the food portion.
Great.
You guys ready for... this is just like... I don't know. I assume like pop culture. It's just like random shit.
Uh-huh.
Delightful.
Grab Number back. One. Your favorite Batman.
Ooh! All right. I'm
That's
about
a tough
this
one.
All right, cool.
Because I've got to give it to Christian Bale, even though he's got a turd voice and a stupid face and he's a dummy. Those movies were the best, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he made the best Batman, although I thought Ben Affleck looked pretty badass as Batman. And I think this Patterson, what is his name? The kid from Twilight, he's going to be
Billy Patterson.
Batman. Bobby Patterson's.
Yep.
He looks like he's actually going to be a pretty good Batman, but I got to give it to Bale.
I haven't seen anything from it, but I'm in, sure.
Having seen none of them, I'm going to say Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton was a good one, but he's you know, it's a Tim Burton movie, so it's not like a badass.
Well,
George Clooney.
I like Michael Keaton.
You're just saying that for shock value.
The Joel Schumacher directed Batman films are the best films in all Batman films, period.
Damn.
Love them.
Never mind, you weren't
just
saying
that
for shock
value. Dude, that bike race scene in Batman and Robin,
yeah,
are you fucking kidding me? It's so good. Green fire, they fly off a damn bridge. Those mohawks on the helmets, all of the bikes they ride.
He's not
the
I
fucking
he was
bat nipples. No, I'm
yeah,
dead
the
serious.
Bat nipples were pronounced.
It's partially biased because I those were the mind. First ones
that
I actually
I like
saw
it.
Growing up. Were
nipples?
The George Clooney ones? Yeah,
the and they
first
shaped
nipples,
him.
But dude, yeah, those movies. Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze.
Dude,
chill out.
Chill.
Get the
chill.
Fuck out. He pops ice skates and they're fighting around with a diamond as a hockey puck. Michael Keaton can go
You know
home.
Way too much about this.
Yeah, you
and
may
I
have just
I'm not kidding.
Move on.
Yeah, I stand by that.
You might
George
have
Clooney's
me.
Batman, best Batman. Good night.
All right, I'll give it to you, man.
Sure?
Yeah.
Get it.
I can't. I literally couldn't argue with that if I wanted to.
Now we're going to go home and watch all the George
I'm
Clooney
really
Batman
okay
films.
With that.
There was only two, right? So it's not like too bad.
Yeah, it's Batman like, Forever and Batman and Robin.
Which one was Val Kilmer in?
The porn version.
Mm. Oh, wait, no shit. You're right.
So there's only one Clooney.
Yeah. There was one Clooney. It was
Val
Batman
Kilmer.
And Robin. Batman Forever was Val Kilmer. And,
I don't
have
to rewatch them all. Hmm. All
Jim
right,
Carrey.
Next.
Mm, yes.
LeBron or Jordan? I'm not a sports guy, but you gotta go Jordan in my world.
Kobe.
Too soon. R.I.P. I'm gonna go Jordan because I know that his number is 23 and that's it.
Ooh, so you're a real sports fan. Sports fan.
I feel like I'd want to hang out with LeBron more. He just seems he just seems like more of a fun dude.
Michael Jordan met Bugs Bunny, so
yeah. He's also a degenerate gambler.
Sure fucking is. And he played baseball.
And golf.
Real good.
Real good. He's the Michael Jordan of baseball. Did you know that?
All right. Beatles versus Stones.
Ah, fuck, man. That's hard.
That is a hard one, but I think when it comes to
Stones.
I'm going with Beatles.
You got to go Beatles just because,
I think I
got to
go Beatles. It's too diverse.
They were world-changing. The Stones are awesome. I love the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they're
dude.
Great, but fucking,
Give Me Shelter is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my entire
Paint It Black?
Life.
Paint It Black's a great
Paint It Black's
song.
Rad.
Delightful.
But there's just non... Beatles came out and changed everything.
I guess
it was
the
so
Stones
diverse.
Also had a similar sound throughout a majority
of their...
Yeah,
they're one-sided, yeah. Which is... The Beatles they do did, a great yeah. one-sided, yeah. But the Beatles, they could do a lot of other shit.
And when was the last time the Rolling Stones got Sharon Tate's dumbass murdered? Never.
Fair point.
When are you going to do that cover?
I'm still working on it, man. I did it at a karaoke bar, and I fucking shredded it.
Now you're just hyping it up. I got to hear it.
All right, I'll get to recording someday. Mm-hmm. When you're on an airplane, aisle seat or window seat?
Window, for sure. I never want to be in the aisle seat, regardless.
I cannot be on a plane and not be drinking aggressively.
Hmm.
So you got to do aisle, because if you're drinking a bunch, you got to pee a bunch, and I'm not an asshole passenger. Mm-mm. I'm not going to step over people or poke the person next to me that's sleeping.
Nah. The window?
I'm not sitting on their lap while I get up to get out. No, man. Aisle.
Sitting on someone's lap.
If you're in the window seat and you got to piss, and say they're sleeping, I'm not going to pee myself, so I got to climb over
them. Crawl under all the seats all the way back to the bathroom.
You crawl over the seats.
Under the seat. Army crawl all the way to the bathroom.
See, there's also extra snacks under there, too.
Yeah.
I was, when I wrote that one, I was like, I have no opinion on it because I like the window seat because I like looking, but I like the aisle seat because I like getting booze and
the
like access
part
to
is
the.
Fun.
No,
that is
the
nice.
Best part about window seat is that you can rest your head on something if you want to go sleep.
That's true. That is a perk.
Aisle seat, you just kind of have to like.
Aisle seat, you rest yourself on the person next to you, make a friend.
Fuck that shit. Yeah,
that's totally fine.
That one, I think we're gonna keep that one open.
I'm gonna say Chris is wrong.
I agree.
And
Chris
Zach.
Is wrong.
Both of you.
You're trying to fuck both of us? Is that what you just said?
These ones are all pretty stupid. Cats versus dogs. Everybody votes dogs except for you guys because you have cats.
Dogs.
I like both. I literally have no opinion. Mm-hmm. That's one of the fucking worst arguments on the internet because everyone who prefers dogs is like, fuck cats, but everyone who likes cats is like, I could do both.
I did have a genuine hate and slight allergy to cats before I met this idiot, and now that we've lived together for long enough and we have our cats, they are delightful, and they have very weird personalities that are super entertaining, but dogs are just so much fun. I don't know. Dogs are like little kids.
Dogs are like little kids,
they
but
are.
I don't like little kids. I like dogs.
Yeah, but like, look at this little boy.
Yeah, but like, you also
dog.
Can't leave him alone
puppy.
For that long. Cats are a little more independent. You can go away for a weekend and only have someone checking on them once, where dogs, you can't really do that.
I think I'm going to skip the rest of the culture, pop culture ones, because they're kind of dumb.
Can you at least just briefly...
Yeah, you want me to lightning round them?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. McDonald's versus Burger King. Burger King.
What the fuck?
They were lightning round. I don't like
McDonald's, dude.
Yeah.
McDonald's makes me dookie. Like
all of them make me, but McDonald's.
Yeah,
McDonald's all day. Burgers better,
like
fries
dumpster.
Better. Yeah.
Lightning round, or I won't argue. Everybody, just say your piece.
Zach is wrong.
Summer versus winter.
Summer.
Summer. Yeah. Nobody says winter.
Yeah. Winter sucks.
Weirdos. Do you think aliens live amongst humans?
110%.
Amongst
yes.
humans on Earth.
Yes, on Earth.
No.
Engaged to one.
I do. She could be an alien. I could see that.
It's confirmed.
Would you rather be rich with no friends or poor with a lot of friends?
Rich with no friends. Not
poor,
even a
poor
question.
Poor lot of friends.
I'd
take that money.
Yeah,
I have so many friends and they do nothing.
You can pay people to be friends with you.
That's true. Yeah, I could just,
literally.
I could have a fucking...
Like, I will pay you $50,000 a year. You can be my friend.
And I think that was all of them. I just didn't want to spend a lot of time on them.
Okay.
Okay.
So the next one... is like semi let's call it private times, because it's some sex, some bathroom stuff, so
yes, crotch let's involved. Get fucking into it. All right,
yeah,
let's go.
We're going to send it off on some crotch-involved ones.
I like it.
First, it starts with your butts and stuffs. Mm-hmm. First is, do you toilet paper over the top or behind the back?
Can I fucking tell you, okay. I'm going to air okay. my okay. shit cool, right cool, now. Cool, cool,
cool. I'm a behind the back, literally. Let me just put that out there. Behind the back toilet.
Wait. Can you ask the question again?
Toilet paper over the top.
Wiping direction.
No. That's on there, but that's not.
Oh, no, toilet paper roll.
Yeah, the toilet paper
roll. Got it, got it, got it.
And everyone in his fucking family puts it
front.
No, you put it behind every fucking time. And it's enough.
I guess I don't actually
that
pay
I have
attention.
Seen. I yeah. All of your family fucking dice. Does it. Every time I've been to the house at any one of your family members, they all put it behind the roll like fucking demons.
I put it behind the roll.
Over it. No, you're
I don't
a
pay attention,
too.
Man. I just
over.
Grab it and slap it on
the thing no, is, when over. You put it over the front, if you pull too hard, you'll get a bazillion. If you put it on the back and you pull hard, it just rips it open. So you get, like, you...
But it's harder to rip from the back.
Both of you put way more thought into this than I have.
But because I...
It makes me crazy.
I had a girlfriend who was like...
I'm going to do it just a backwards
you
way.
You do it anyway.
Forever.
That's not... You don't do anything different.
So that's a good beginning to our butts and whatnot segment.
Oh, riled me up.
This is... We'll stick with this for a minute. When you wipe, do you wad or roll fold?
Okay, so because of obviously everything that fucking happened with the pandemic and toilet paper was being very, it was in very short supply, I was talking to one of my friends and she was saying how she, in order to conserve toilet paper, she will just take one square, literally one square, and this is just for people, obviously.
Of single ply?
It better not
no,
be.
No, why single oh, ply?
You might as well just do it with the back of your hand, fuck? Like you're wiping your mouth out of fucking
wow, it might as well man. Be like tree bark. No, so she will take, I mean, we're girls, so it's just for peeing, but she will take one square and she'll fold it, and she's like, it's more than you think. So now I've been using, like, maybe a like one or two squares, and if you just fold it, it's a lot more than you think. If you
it's
ball it,
actually
it's
double. What do you think?
Well, no, because it's a shorter... Not really double.
Did you used to be a
I was
baller?
Yeah, I didn't put any thought into it.
Mummy hand?
No, I didn't mummy hand it. That's like just
dude,
super wasteful.
Dude, ballers make no sense to me. Are you a baller?
No, no. I'll usually take two squares, fold them, do the business, fold it, do a little final business, and then all set.
That's good.
Wait, you fold, wipe, fold again?
Yeah.
So you touch
close
it after
up.
It's been touching your butthole?
Close it up, man.
I do pretty much the same thing, but I use a three square system.
I
use a three square because I have a really big butthole.
The apocalypse or the apocalypse is amidst us, so we're trying to be conservative in our household. But yeah, fold. Do your business. Fold it one more time. Do a final
little
cleanup.
I don't think you
cleanup.
Should really touch it that much after you've done your business with it.
Me.
So when you are wiping, how do you wipe when you duty? Do you tilt or do you stand?
Tilt for sure. Are you stand?
I didn't say anything. Why are you
face.
Assuming I stand?
I'm a tilter.
Wait. No, I lift the balls. I'm seated on the toilet the whole time.
Yeah, so you don't tilt? You
no.
You
wait,
lift the balls
you go from
right
the
under.
Front?
Yeah.
You wild, man. That wasn't even an option.
Yeah, lift the balls, get them out of the way, and then do your business. I'm sitting comfortable
you
on a seat.
You
back
to front like the number one rule not to do as a woman?
You know it.
Wow, you're blowing my mind. That's adventurous.
Wow.
How I live my life.
I met a stander once, and I was like,
"How do you get it? Like, do they have to separate the butt? What do they do?"
I guess I blacked out as soon as I saw them get up. And I was like,
"Yeah, I don't trust
what
that
are you
at
doing?
All." You get the dookie all you squish between the cheeks.
You yeah,
that doesn't work.
What do you mean? You when you saw them, sit, you watched it happen?
He's hiding in the shower, just peeking.
This is my
masturbatory
fantasy, you guys. No,
you can
never,
you explain
you never,
this more?
You never shit party before. Y'all never shit party.
I want to hear more of the story.
I happened to be in a bathroom at a bar that didn't have a toilet door, and my buddy was shitting. Got up, wiped his shit, and I was like, "Why'd you do that? Is the toilet seat dirty?" He's like, "What do you mean? What I do? What?" And I was like, "Why'd you stand up to wipe?" And he's like, "What the fuck do you mean? How do you wipe?" And we had a very long
like stood up straight, not
like,
stand up,
got
bent
up,
over,
and like he was like semi bent over, but he was standing. He wasn't just like.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm more disturbed by this story than about Chris lifting his balls to wipe his butthole.
I have to see you wipe now because that's crazy.
It really is his masturbatory fantasy.
It's clean white, man. You go backwards, you're just getting poop up the butt crack. It doesn't work.
But you're getting it on your ball sack.
No, because you have them pulled up out of the way.
You're getting it on your taint.
You're still dragging the same amount of poop, the same distance. It's just it's in a different direction.
No, that's when you do that extra fold and go for a second pass.
God, I am really disturbed by your hygiene.
All right, now that you guys got your
butthole, I'll tell you that.
You got your crotches all dirty. You're in the shower.
Yeah.
Do you wash your legs and feet?
Yeah.
You know, I'm
mainly
not...
because I like the feel.
I wash my legs mostly, but I usually don't wash my feet because all the soap is running down.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I feel like they're real dirty.
Especially in the summer months, I've seen that if you don't give your full body a nice good wash, you get stink foot.
Well, no, that all the soap is running down onto.
Yeah, but if you like give it a nice
on the sides of the tub avoiding all the soap water.
Yeah. No, if you give it a nice little extra scrub, it's nice.
Do you also lift clean. Your balls for that?
All the time. Yeah.
Just in the shower.
Gotta get him out of the way. Take care of the balls.
He's holding them up with his armpit. Just scrubbing away.
Yeah.
So, since we're fresh out of the shower, I was hoping Dave would be here for this one, too. Because I wanted to ask him about his wife. Butt licking? Question mark?
Do you enjoy or do you give? What are you asking?
A little column A, a little column B. Let's answer them both. One. I've had my butt licked once. Uh-huh. Super weird. Would I try it again? 100%. I gotta have another go at it. Do I lick butt? If there's a butt near me, my tongue can get at
it's
it.
It's getting licked.
It's getting plopped.
It's 2020. Okay. Everyone's eating ass butt.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You never licked a dude butt?
I have. Not this one. He doesn't like it.
He's because you have a rough little kitty tongue. He told me about it. He was like, it's like a little kitty sandpaper tongue.
I'm okay with that. He's like, I don't have to do it.
She's never offered, just for the record.
That is not true. All
right.
100% true.
Okay.
I remember
okay,
that.
Okay, let's air it out right now.
But no,
do you want me to eat your ass?
When you say it like that, it makes it so much scarier.
Yes.
Like, lick it. When I say when I say
lick that,
lick butt sounds like, oh,
do
it's fine.
You want, what? You prefer lick butt over eat?
Yo, girl, let me lick that butt. Is way
now what?
Hey, can I eat your ass?
It sounds funnier. Lick butt is funnier.
Okay,
sure.
But I don't.
It's disarming.
See, I don't know about that.
I'd rather eat ass than lick butt. I don't have an opinion of it because it's never been done to me before. So I don't.
It's
I don't
never
know.
Ever been done to you.
You never got your bee licked?
Nope.
That's because it's covered in shit from you wiping like a fucking mongrel. <mongrel. laughs> All
right. So do you want me to? I will make sure to lift your balls.
As long as the balls are getting lifted, I'm in.
I'll hold my tongue a couple of times.
All right, so let's we got to check it off the list. You have licked butt, don't enjoy it?
No, it's not that I don't enjoy it. I usually, if I was a girl, wouldn't enjoy doing it.
A girl, guy butt is so gross.
Yeah, it definitely is. You guys tend to be really disgusting down there as a whole.
Mm-hmm. As are you spelling hole?
Both ways. But also, most guys are weird about it. They like.
This is also news to me. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know that was an experience.
We have absolutely had this conversation before. 100%.
I would remember that one. I'm not kissing you anymore.
Now you know. That's just a bonus for me.
Now, how do you feel about your booty getting eaten or whatever you were saying?
I always am really self-conscious about it. I'm not against it at all. Like, it's not that I don't enjoy it, but I feel really self-conscious about it.
I can see that. That's how I felt when it happened to me. I was like, oh, I know what. I know what comes
out of it. I didn't prepare for this well enough going into it. But.
All right, Christopher. Have you had your... You've never had your bee licked.
Never have.
Are you open to the idea or are you against the idea?
I don't think I'm against it. I just haven't... I don't know. I have a weird thing about like asking someone to do something that I don't think they'd want to do. So I guess it just never came up because I assume that no girls would want to ever do that.
Can we change this entire topic of this podcast to find out what weird sexual fetishes Chris has never asked because he's too afraid?
100%. Also,
next episode.
Let's
go.
Did you have any fun with Father's Day? Because I had sex on Father's Day and I was like, do it for daddy.
Oh my God.
Happy Daddy's Day.
Ew,
dude, it was so good.
Never say
that's
daddy
really
again.
Oh, I kept ruining it. And I kept calling myself Snack Daddy. I was like, come on, just give me a present. Snack Daddy. And it ruined it for my partner
in
this one.
Dead.
It was so worth it. Worth every second.
Yeah.
All right, now you eating butt.
Oh, I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Butt stuff's fun as hell.
Hell yeah.
Just not when you receive it.
Again, wouldn't know.
I think he's throwing down the gauntlet tonight.
Oh.
You two better go shower up.
All I can say is from my experiences receiving, don't have them. Giving?
Rave reviews.
Okay, yes or no answer.
What?
Are you open to it?
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, try anything once.
Try anything once. Now that's a different statement.
Oh, no.
All right, now speaking of trying sexual things, the second to last on the list is, have you ever, and would you ever, try 69ing with the guy on top? Because I tried it once.
As
a joke.
On top?
Yeah, it's no, horrifying. I did That's it once. It's worst. Really weird. Plus, I feel like the girl on top, she has the ability to go as shallow or deep as she feels like. But guy on top, you're sinking right in there.
I didn't think about the logistics
of it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing. Plus, the poor girl just has a big old hairy butthole right now.
Hairy butthole and balls.
Well, that pretty much happens all the time regardless.
Wow, you're really crushing some men out there.
That's what I'm saying.
I like to think that I look good.
If you think this is like a pretty pose for a woman, it's really not.
I mean,
oh, it's great. As a guy? But
guys' bodies compared to girls' bodies.
No. Yes, but I'm saying regardless of whether you're on top or bottom, I'm seeing all of it.
That's true. I can't imagine spider legs crawling out from my butt crack hair. It's going to be horrible.
I feel like guy on top, though, there's way more of a obvious...
Yeah,
because
your legs are spread.
Yeah, your legs are spread. You're up. You're fully bent over. Guy on the bottom in a 69 could be totally flat out.
The first thing I thought when... Because I just tried it as a joke. Because I was like, don't worry, we're 69 tonight. But laid back.
It's a 96.
I went like over top her. And as soon as I did my butt crack spread, I was like, if a good breeze comes through and it just blows through my butt crack, it's going right in her eyes. And she's there's going to be pink eye.
I have a question. Did you, when you were doing that, prop yourself up? Like, were you doing kind of like a...
You were all doggy style?
Like, planking?
Yeah, like a really ugly, like...
Or were you just completely collapsed on top of
that? No. Dude, I weigh 220 full pounds. Weight. I would fucking murder.
You suffocated her with your butt?
Yeah.
Nice.
I tried to sleep with very large, sturdy women, but, like...
It would be an interesting 911 call.
Yeah. I got fucking impaled. There's balls in my eyes. Everything smells like shit. All right, so for the last question, when it comes to the sexuals, actually, this is the last question on our whole list.
Whoa, Des.
What do you guys prefer? Doggy style versus reverse cowgirl?
Doggy style.
I've never been a fan of the reverse cowgirl.
Neither have I.
It's the dick breaker.
I don't know. I feel like...
The dick breaker. Girls get crazy.
Yeah.
The motion is... It seems like it's more back and forth instead of up and down.
I just feel like it's really awkward to do, and I feel like when I'm doing it, I feel like my hands are on, like, your calves.
Yeah, and all you're seeing are just the guy's toes.
Oh, yeah.
Not just that. Like, yes, that's definitely weird, number one. And for you, I just see your bald patches on your shins.
Dude, I have the strangest complete bald patches on my shins.
Probably because he wears really tight pants and it just chafes off. That'll
do it. I have bald spots on the outside of my calves.
Yeah,
so. My pants are rubble.
You're just looking at that. But
yeah,
also
so you're
just
instantly
just
coming? I know.
Well, I just feel like I'm going to break your knees or something. It's awkward. I don't like it.
What I don't like about it is I don't like having sex with my legs are completely together. Because I feel like I'm just like, this is my first time. How do I stand?
Yeah.
Like my legs squished together, my balls on top of my thighs. And then a girl just slamming up and down, just waiting for my dick to pop out so she can crush to everything.
Your legs don't have to be together.
Pretty much for a girl to get her. I have really wide thighs. Like,
he's got those birthing hips.
I got big, big hips. So, like, most of the time, I have to, like, squish my shit together. Mm. And, like, when I'm doing doggy style, I have to be legs outside, girls' legs inside, because otherwise, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
See, I, in terms of doggy style, I think. I really hope your parents don't listen to this one.
I can't imagine they will.
I think standing up on the side of the bed, doggy style, infinitely better.
That's
than
a winner.
It's near impossible to come, like, standing on your knees,
so,
in my opinion.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Way more difficult.
I don't think that... See, with me, I like doggy style, but I try not to do it until the end because I come, like, with doggy style. Like, if I'm having, like, a marathon night where I'm like, oh, I gotta get this over with, then I just switch out and I'm good to go. GTG.
Huh.
That is usually a pretty quick one. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now let me.
Not for me.
Well, girls can't come.
Right?
No, never. It's not a real thing.
I didn't think. Now I want to leave you guys with this. This is how I want to end the episode. This is why I left Reverse Cowgirl and Doggy Style for the last questions, because if we were in space, they'd be the same position, and we would just be spinning around in beautiful, sexy balls.
Whoa!
Yeah, dude. Whoa! I'm so happy we got so stoned before this. Astronauts are always doing both.
Fuck.
Well, imagine coming in space and just doing a very like distance.
It just goes forever.
Yeah.
Into the abyss and just like.
Yeah, yeah. You push her 20 feet away and then you're trying to bullseye. Well,
do you know?
And she's still in doggy. And yeah. She just floats away like that.
Do you know what the scientific term is for when a species tries to populate out into the infinite?
What?
Spanpermia.
Interesting.
So, or panspermia. That's what I say, spanpermia. Yeah. Panspermia. So there's already people that were like, like spacious.
I like how they say species. Like, as if any other species besides humans has ever done that.
Well, no, they're talking about, like, microorganisms on, like, asteroids and stuff. They're like, maybe it's an alien culture trying to panspermiate us.
Interesting.
And they're not using condoms.
Why have we been talking about this the entire fucking time?
Oh, man. You want to do like a 2B continued?
Didn't they... I can't say that I've actually seen it, but I have a vague memory. Didn't they do a porn in... Not... in space, but you know, like the planes that go up and
zero gravity hyperbolic porn? Arcs.
I could have sworn that there was
or parabolic was arcs
up in one of those bad boys. I think we gotta do some research tonight, babe.
Well,
yeah. Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks for coming over and talking to me.
Anytime.
I'm happy to have you back on the Problem Solvers team.
Yeah, me too.
Which is now the Problem Solvers casting couch, because you're both horny as hell. I can.
And now we fuck.
So, for myself, David, Victoria, Christopher, Zach Plastic, Dano in his room, and Nicki Minaj, who is a cardboard cutout you guys haven't seen yet. If you've been on our YouTube, you might have seen it. Thanks for listening. We've solved everything.
Mm-hmm.
Bread, meat, bread. Always the recipe for a hoagie. And
just remember, kids, lift those balls back to front.
Bread, meat, bread.
Bread, meat, bread. Bread, meat, bread. Bread, meat, bread.